Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A homosexual activist has candidly admitted that he, she, whatever, is trying to indoctrinate our children. You'll be amazed and shocked. You need to protect your children from this kind of an agenda. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber to talk about this issue. Matt, this is a shocking situation, but it's one that for those of us who are in this area of defending our values is not so shocking because we said this before, but now this person puts this in print. This individual is named S. Period Bear Bergman, and in a piece that he wrote, she wrote, in the Huffington Post, not quite sure whether it's a he or she, I think.
It's a she
that was actually going through some hormones and plastic surgery to look like a he. But
right.
Biologically, this person is a she. Born a female, went through transsexual kinds of surgery, which is just nothing more than hormones and plastic surgery, and then writes this piece in the Huffington Post about the agenda. Matt, this is amazing. People need to listen to what this individual said.
Well, we've been saying, Matt, that with victory after victory after victory, most of them through judicial fiat in the courts with like-minded judicial activists, the radical homosexual lobby has become emboldened. And we talked last week on Faith and Freedom at some point about someone running for the U.S. Senate in California who was saying they need to have homosexual police squads, armed gay LGBT squads to enforce the homosexual agenda. Here we have an individual. The title of her piece, S. Bear Bergman, is "I Have Come to Indoctrinate Your Children into My LGBT Agenda, and I'm Not a Bit Sorry." This woman is the founder of a publishing company that makes books for children in Toronto. She also is involved with a gender equality advisor for the Toronto schools. This is a woman who has her hands on the children of the school. She can indoctrinate these children. I say she has grown a fake beard with the hormones and everything, trying to look like a man. But this lesbian has this, quote, delicious fantasy, she calls it, of recruiting and indoctrinating our children to be like them, were her words. Meaning to actually engage in homosexuality as well.
Yeah, in fact, she says originally when she heard these things that they were trying to indoctrinate, she pushed back and tried to argue because this is what she was told. No, that's not what we're trying to do. And now she says, let's face reality. That's exactly what I and others are trying to do. She says, all 25 years of my career as an LGBTQ activist, since the very first time as a 16-year-old, I went and stood shaking and breathless in front of 11 people to talk about my story. I've been on a constant campaign of trying to change people's mind about us. I want to make them like us. This is absolutely my goal, even if that goes against the way you have interpreted the teachings of your religion. I want to be present, she says, in their emotional landscapes, talking about children, as a perfectly nice, quote, dad, as she says, and writer who was married to another guy, who used to be a girl, kind of, who is friendly and cheerful and not scary at all, no matter what anyone says. This is our job, she goes on to say. It is unbelievable. And she says, well, how am I going to do this? I am going to do it by what? Making children's books so that they can have children's stories, and then they'll learn about, and I'm going to put all of this information in these children's books through children's stories so I can indoctrinate your children.
Yeah, you know, we're surprised at this because of the candid nature of her statements and with the boldness with which she proclaims and confesses to their agenda, which we have always said was to indoctrinate children into, if not the lifestyle, into being what they call allies of the homosexual lifestyle. she has indicated some level of hope to indoctrinate them into both, I suppose. But, you know, we've been saying forever that they intend to indoctrinate our children. Here she says, yes, I intend to indoctrinate, using that word, your children. Well, something jumps out at me about that, Matt. What does indoctrinate mean? It means that you have to take children who are already predisposed to recognizing the reality of human sexuality and the normality of marriage between a man and a woman, and that the little girl grows up to marry a husband, and the little boy grows up to marry a wife, and that is God's natural design. Kids have an innate understanding of natural law and how biology works and how these things work, so they necessarily must indoctrinate children. She's admitting to that. They have to go in and change their mind, alter their mind on the reality of things in order to get them to embrace their radical agenda, which is counter to reality.
Yeah, here's in September of 2014, Bergman's publishing company offered a free, quote, trans positive kids JK2 book to Toronto School District Board libraries. Now, here's some of the reading list that are in this. These are break gender stereotypes, according to them. And it has 54 titles. Here's one, Girls Will Be Boys Will Be Girls. That's the name of a book. The Princess Knight, A Girl Named Dan, It's Okay to Be Different, 10,000 Dresses, My Princess Boy, My Mommy is a Boy, When Kathy is Keith. I mean, this is what they're trying to do, is indoctrinate our kids. And this person says, I want kids to know, even if their parents or community's interpretation of the religious tenets is that we're awful, I want them to know that we're nice, we're fine, we're excellent. I would be happy, delighted, overjoyed, I tell you, to cause those children to disagree with their families on the subject of LGBTQ people, close quote.
Yeah, Matt, this is borderline criminal recklessness to it's educational malpractice. When you have the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warning on numerous occasions that HIV rates are currently skyrocketing to epidemic proportions, syphilis, a new strain of syphilis that is blinding homosexual men, the Wall Street Journal coming out with a report citing the CDC indicating that by the age of 50, half of men who have sex with men, homosexual men, will be HIV positive. One out of five young men between the ages of 18 and 24, HIV positive already. For them to be recruiting, acknowledging that they're indoctrinating and recruiting children into this lifestyle that exponentially skyrockets their chances of getting all form of sexually transmitted diseases, some potentially even deadly, not potentially, HIV/AIDS, people are still dying from it. It is absolutely criminal recklessness. Would you do something this? Well, you know, what would happen if they were creating books to indoctrinate children into a lifestyle of smoking or drugs or alcohol, things that by some measures actually have less of a harmful effect on the person than the homosexual lifestyle?
Well, and that's exactly what she's doing, and others like her are doing that. And she also says, if that makes me an indoctrinator, I accept it. Let me be honest, I'm not even a little bit sorry. Moms and dads, grandparents, find out what your children are reading, hearing, looking at, both in the public schools or even in your private schools, what they're seeing on their Facebooks. Get involved in their lives, because I can tell you what, if you don't, people like this are getting involved in their lives, and they're trying to indoctrinate them. And when same-sex marriage comes to your state, this then is like pouring gasoline on a fire, because it gives them the green light to do this kind of dangerous, damaging, and sinful indoctrination. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Again, our website is lc.org. We have said before that this is the agenda that is radical, and it is here to change your mind and take your children and change their mind and destroy their religious values. And this is a sobering reminder that that, in fact, is what's happening. We need to understand the adversary. In any kind of contest, you need to understand the adversary, yourself, and the arena of engagement. We need not to underestimate what we're up against. But you know what? We can make a difference if we understand the conflict that we are engaged in. This is a battle of worldviews of unprecedented proportions. In the Church of Jesus Christ, Jesus said, the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Be encouraged. Go to Liberty Counsel's website. Sign up for our resources there. Go to the bookstore there and order some of our books. Get involved, get educated, and make a difference.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.